Thinking of buying a home? Lenders have some good news for you.
The rates are very favorable.
Financing your home purchase. That's our topic on this Call on Colleen Real Estate Netcast, created for people interested in buying or selling homes in the Birmingham, Alabama area. I'm David Black, and with me is Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty, who specializes in Shelby County home sales.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned homeowner, you've no doubt heard realtors saying that this is a good time to buy. Of course, a lender's role in making a sale happen is crucial for most buyers. And that's very true here in the Birmingham and Shelby County market. David and I caught up with KC Hararian with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. So, KC, as we go to air, what are your thoughts on the market?
Well, actually, now is an excellent time because of the overbuilt houses that are out there and the huge inventory that's out there, and the rates are very favorable. I mean, we're looking at currently the rates for a 30-year fixed rate is about 5.875, and that's one of that's a pretty low rate historically speaking. And with the selection that's out there, a lot of sellers are not to say they're desperate, but they are getting desperate to be able to negotiate to sell their house. So you know, there's a lot of advantages, as they say, it's a buyer's market. So the buyers have a lot of negotiating power at this time.
So this works if somebody's looking to buy for just the first time, if they're just getting into the market, or if they want to downsize or upsize.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about what's involved for someone getting into the market for the first time. There might be some young couples listening, and they read and watch the news and hear concerns about the lending situation. What would you tell them? What do they need to know?
Well, first of all, what I try to do, actually, more than half of my business is first-time homebuyers. And I actually enjoy working with young couples because there's a lot of hand-holding, a lot of guidance involved that I enjoy doing because it can be very intimidating and very stressful just to go through the process, especially if it's your first time doing it. So I try to educate my customers as much as I can and telling them what to expect, how the process is going to work, how long it's going to take, what are the things that they're responsible for, and what are the things that I'm responsible for.
There are probably some young couples living in apartment complexes in the Hoover, the North Shelby area, for example, who are really wanting to look into the home buying market. They don't have experience doing it. What are a couple of the first steps you would advise them to take?
One of the first things I would suggest is finding a lender that is reputable and is not a broker. A broker's job is to research other lenders and find a good program for the buyer and charge a fee for their services. By going through the lender directly, they can avoid some of these junk fees that brokers charge, such as broker fee or some of the other items that they do charge the customer. By going through the lender directly, they can avoid some of that. And second of all, when they do find a lender, they need to find out if they truly offer a first-time homebuyer program. A lot of companies can advertise that, you know, we have a specific or a specialized program for first-time homebuyers, but when you, you know, ask them questions, they really don't have anything to offer. It's just a marketing tool for them to, you know, get some more business from people that are renting right now.
So are there some specific programs in effect that first-time buyers really can benefit from that others would not be eligible for?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this is a very well-kept secret that I'm trying to get the word out where I go and talk to realtors, and I'm actually holding seminars for first-time homebuyers. I'm trying to educate them that the state of Alabama has a program for first-time homebuyers. It offers below-market interest rate. It offers no down payment, and it, on top of that, it allows the customer to finance the closing costs without additional fees. And that allows the first-time homebuyer to get into a home with very little out-of-pocket expense. And so that's a huge advantage for somebody that has been renting for a while and they don't have a whole lot of savings to put towards a down payment.
So a young couple that's tight on cash might still be able to qualify?
Yes. And in most instances, from my experience, all they have had to pay from the start to finish is the earnest money when they write the contract. And we cover almost everything else as far as the cost of getting the loan, the escrow setup, the closing costs, everything else will be included in the mortgage.
So this is really designed to help them get into a home for the first time.
Exactly.
It sounds to me as if, and I know that probably a lot of couples like to get in the car, head out on the weekends looking for homes they might find really interesting or fall in love with. It sounds, though, as if the best thing they could do is to come talk with someone like you first before
right.
getting into the home buying.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people do it the other way around. And the first thing that the customer needs to do is find out how much they can qualify for and then go look at houses and you know, spend the time and effort looking at houses, because it can be time consuming. You know, you'll be wasting your time or the realtor's time if you don't even know what price range you should be looking for.
And it's not going to do somebody any good, I suppose, to fall in love with a house that's really not realistic for their budget.
Exactly, because the house buying process in general is very emotional. And like you just said, somebody can walk into a home and see themselves living there, cooking, you know, in the kitchen, when they don't even qualify for that house. And it can be a very, you know, discouraging and disappointing process. So it's best to contact a lender, go through the pre-approval letter, pre-qualification process, and then find out, okay, what is the price range that I can afford based on what payments I can afford, and then go find a house that falls in that price range.
Speaking of contacting a lender, how can someone reach you?
Well, they can contact me at 205-969-3334, which is our office number, or my cell phone directly at 205-999-1386.
So what I'm hearing from you is it's really a pretty good time to buy, both market-wise and economy-wise.
Well, any time is a good time to buy, because a house is your biggest investment. It's also your biggest purchase that you'll make pretty much in your lifetime. So you want to make sure that you do it the right way, and you want to make sure you contact the right group of people as far as the realtors, the lenders, the home inspectors, and everything else, because it is a huge purchase, and you just want to make sure you do it the right way.
Casey, anything else people looking for financing need to be aware of?
Well, one other thing I would like to mention is that, you know, there are several mortgage companies out there being brokers or lenders, but you have to dig a little bit deeper and find out which loan officers are certified and which ones are not, because that could make a huge difference in the amount of expertise that one has. For example, I am certified by the Mortgage Bankers Association of Alabama as a certified loan officer, and just talking about, in general, in the whole state of Alabama, there are only 100 loan officers that are actually certified by the MBA. And it would be a smart thing to ask when they're interviewing a loan officer that have they been certified or not, because that could make a difference on the amount of expertise that person has in helping them get the mortgage.
So the lesson there is not all loan officers are alike.
Exactly.
That's Casey Hararian with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. Again, if you'd like to contact Casey, his phone number is area code 205-969-3334. You can also find his contact information on our website, colleenblack.com. Just click the Info Center tab and you'll find him under Lenders. You may have some questions about buying or selling real estate in the Birmingham and Shelby County, Alabama area. If so, my email address is colleen@colleenblack.com. I spell my name with two L's and two E's. My phone number is area code 205-356-5412. Oh, and by the way, as we go to air, 1,237 homes were for sale in Pelham, Helena, and Alabaster areas. You heard Casey say it, and I'll say it too. This continues to be a great time if you're looking to buy a home in Shelby County. There are lots of choices and price ranges available. If you've got questions, give me a call.
And be sure to check in at calloncolleen.com for up-to-date news on what's happening in Shelby County and Central Alabama real estate. We thank you for listening and hope you can join us for our next Call on Colleen netcast. For now, I'm David Black, along with Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty. Thanks for listening. See you next time.